According to his attorney, Joe Geldof, former Sitka Mayor Marko Dapcevic doesn't want anything other than the simple acknowledgement that he is right.
What Mr. Dapcevic is asking the judge to rule on is the meaning of the charter. Does it in fact require competitive bidding?
The Sitka Charter plainly does require competitive bidding, but it is a foundational document, Sitka's constitution basically, and like all other constitutions, it is subject to interpretation. John McKinnon is a former Deputy Commissioner of Transportation and a four-term member of the Juneau Assembly, who is now the Executive Director of the Associated General Contractors of Alaska. Competitive bidding, as it existed when Sitka was incorporated in 1971, is still a thing, especially on small projects or equipment. But he says governments everywhere have begun to look at overall value when they put a major project out to bid, rather than just the lowest number. McKinnon says nowadays it's about who can deliver the best project for a given amount of money.
You get to a point in design where the contractor is asked to give their final estimate, and if it's within budget, the owner is able to say, okay, you're able to move on to construction, and you have to build it for the dollar you said you'd build it. The beauty of that is that, you know, the price that is determined at that point is the guaranteed maximum price of the project.
That's exactly what happened in Sitka. In 2012, Sitka received a grant for $7.5 million for a new dock at the Gary Paxton Industrial Park. Some of that money was sliced off for design and preparation, leaving $6.8 million to actually build it within 5 years. The project was put out to bid in 2016, and all four bidders came in above the amount of available money. In the view of former Mayor Marko Dapcevic, that means one thing, says Attorney Geldof.
Well, the normal and very common response is if the bids come in high, you either cancel the entire procurement and start over again, you know, reformat the purpose and need and design, and put it out to bid again.
That's where Sitka's officials chose another path, a path that is becoming increasingly common in large municipal projects. City Hall went back to all the bidders and asked if they could design a project that would fit within the budget. Three of the four responded, and Turnagain Marine Construction's $6.2 million proposal was considered to be the best value. The contract was approved by the Board of the Industrial Park and the Sitka Assembly and signed by Sitka's then-administrator Mark Gorman. John McKinnon considers this competitive bidding by another name.
It wasn't a sealed bid with a number on the bottom line, and this is what you'll do it for. It was more of a give us a proposal and a number and work with us on getting to that finished product. I think it was probably the lowest bid. They just arrived at it in a slightly different manner.
The project is already underway in Sitka. A 250-foot floating barge is in the water at the industrial park and should be operational by the end of the year. What if the court now says it was illegal? Geldof says it boils down to a matter of principle.
I'm not sure Mr. Dapcevic wants to, you know, try to stop the project, and I'm not sure that the judge, as a matter of equity, would grant an injunction stopping it. But the law is the law here, and I think the judge will come to a resolution, and he'll either say, no, the charter doesn't mean what it says, you can do whatever you want, or the charter means what it says, and competitive bidding is competitive bidding. It's not just a procurement schmooze-a-thon just because it's more expedient when you run out of money.
If the court agrees in the strict interpretation of the charter and rules in favor of Dapcevic, it may result in nothing more than an expensive slap on the wrist for the city, which is racking up legal bills contesting the suit. But when his initial demands for a settlement went unmet, Dapcevic upped the ante. Again, citing specific language in the charter, he named former Sitka Administrator Mark Gorman and current Mayor Matt Hunter co-defendants in the suit, holding them individually liable for any difference between what Sitka has paid for the dock and what it might have paid if the project had been procured legally. Geldof says that making Gorman and Hunter pay, quite literally, is not the big fish.
The charter and following the competitive bid standards in the charter is a big, nice big piece of Chinook salmon. You know, whether Gorman and some of the other people got cute or creative or didn't follow the law, you know, that's basically the parsley on the side of the plate here.
Geldhoff admits that the dock project may have been expedient, even if illegal, and governments are under pressure from rising costs to not prolong the procurement process. Sitkins might actually prefer that the city seek best value on big jobs rather than cling to competitive bidding in the strictest sense. During the municipal election in Juneau this October, voters were asked to amend their charter to allow best value. The existing clause in the Juneau Charter was virtually identical to Sitka's regarding competitive bidding. In the 1980s, a citizen activist sued both the city of Juneau and then-Mayor Fran Ulmer on virtually the same grounds. Geldhoff, this fall, editorialized in the Juneau Empire opposing the new language, arguing it would give local bureaucrats too much discretion in approving projects. Nevertheless, Juneau voters approved the charter amendment by a two-thirds majority. Until Sitkins do the same, Geldhoff and his client Marko Dapcevich are resolved that the existing language on competitive bidding should be strictly followed. The charter is the charter, Geldhoff says. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.